We're going to start out with the topic of the Family Medical Leave Act. We're going to spend about 30 minutes on that, and then we're going to leave the world of kind of substantive law and get into what I call the more practical aspects of the course, which is how do you take all the law that we've talked about this morning and then translate it into actually operating within your working environment and advising your clients on how to do that in a way that is proactive in terms of compliance. So let's start with FMLA, which is my least favorite topic, and then I promise it'll get a lot more fun after that. We talked a little bit about FMLA during the lunch Q&A, so I know that that's a hot topic for a lot of folks. So the very basic, FMLA is the law that requires employers who have at least 50 or more employees to grant leave to their employees if they meet certain eligibility requirements. The employee has to have been with the company for at least 12 months and worked at least 1,250 hours during the 12 months prior to the leave request. And actually, it's 12 months prior to the leave starting, not actually the request. And that roughly translates to if they're working 24 hours a week, that they're probably going to hit that 1,250 hours. And then you have to have 50 employees within a 75-mile radius of the employer's work site for that employee to actually be eligible for coverage under the FMLA. When you're looking at whether or not you have 50 employees, there's a number of tests that you have to keep in mind. Sometimes there are integrated enterprises that have to be looked to as a whole, not just one single entity. So, for example, let's say you have a dry cleaning service and you have 10 facilities, but no one facility has more than, 18 or 20 employees. Well, you can't say, well, I have those are each separate companies, and each operates as its own company. Realistically, in that context,